Donna Summer there, Love to Love You, from one of her LPs there. She's got quite a few LPs actually with that, different versions of that particular record. There's a single version and there's about two LP versions of it around. All the old vary slightly in relation to the gasps and moans and various things they do. One of the things I was going to say about Donna Summer, it's a bit of a joke this is actually, thinking about it. She's now in America, she's now become a member of the Newborn Christians. This is a group of religious people who call themselves the Newborn Christians, and they burn the houses down for non-believers and people that go to family planning clinics and things like that they do. And I must admit, it's a bit of a joke, Donna Summer becoming a Newborn Christian after releasing records like that, where she's sounds as though she's having a climax every time in the records, you know, almost every word on the records. Bit amusing, I think, that actually. It's 25 minutes past 3 now here on Radio Mersey Waves on 244 metres, 1233 kilohertz, with me, Bert Williams, taking you through till 4 o'clock when we have Paul J along. So, it seems quite a few nuts organisations in America. There must be there. So, we're going to have one now from the Beach Boys, from the 1960s, this particular one. I forget what year it is. I think it's 1966, actually. The Beach Boys and Don't Worry Baby. Going to 1966 now, with this one from Jimi Hendrix. This was his first, his biggest hit, I think, of all time, this one. Purple Haze is the title, from Jimi Hendrix. It's obviously a record for if you like to be in a state of mass confusion, where you don't know where you are, where you're coming or going. When you're on the dope, actually, you're in a purple haze, and that's the title of the record, Purple Haze, where you don't even know what day it is or anything, you know. And you're getting run over as you're going across the road. Jimi Hendrix, quite a good record, this. A good sound to it anyway, but obviously the message behind the record is Purple Haze, where you get knocked down across the road, because when you're going across the road, because you're on the dope or you fall or something. Look Through Any Window from the Hollies from 1966, that particular one. 25 minutes to 4 is the time here on Radio Mersey Waves on 244 metres, 1233 kilohertz in the medium wave band, the continuing sound of free broadcasting to Merseyside, North Wales, Blackpool, Southport and beyond. I'd like to thank Paul Hughes for sending it, just to let you know that we've received your demo tape here at Mersey Waves. So we'll be sorting things out shortly. That's Paul Hughes in St Anne's-on-Sea in Lancashire. So we'll be sorting things out. We do still require DJs here at Mersey Waves. So if you'd like to write in, our mailing address is 18 Mallard Way, Morton Whittle, Merseyside. And Mallard is spelled M-A-L-L-A-R-D. That's 18 Mallard Way, Morton Whittle, Merseyside. And you can send your letters to me, Bert Williams, or you can send them to Paul Henderson, and we'll decide what we think. And perhaps you might be able to come on, because, as I said, we are looking for more DJs. Also, if you'd like to write in, the mailing address is the same. And if you like some of the records I play, perhaps you might like to write in to me. We're going back now to the mid-1970s. 1974, in fact, with this instrumental sound from the this is from LP part released by the Bidu Orchestra. Blue Eyed Soul is the title of the LP, and this is a rather good record. This is their version of Exodus. Well, I pressed the wrong switch there. Exodus there from the Bidu Orchestra, an instrumental sound. I'll cut that one a little bit short because it is an LP track. I'm going to play another one now, and this was released as a single in the early 1970s, and this one's by Focus, and it's Focus 2 is the title. We'll be right back. Focus there, and that's Focus 2 from the LP Moving Waves. Sounds rather similar to Mersey Waves. that does, that's from the LP Moving Waves. What was I going to say now? Yes, I was just thinking 5 years ago, isn't it, since I was going regular every Sunday afternoon over any really sort of long period of time. Quite a long time, isn't it? I started sort of at the end of 79. In mid-October 79 with MAR, and I stopped doing the shows April, I think it was, 1980. So in February 1980 there I was on doing the shows on MAR every Sunday afternoon 2 till 4. So it's a sort of it sort of reminds me of old times to be back again. And I must admit, it's quite a long time, isn't it? 5 years, quite a long time, really. Since I've been going regular on Sundays in the afternoon. But, throughout all of, yes, last year, I was with you every Sunday evening. It varied a bit. Usually it was about 6 till 8, or 8 until 9, or 7. I think it was usually about 7 till 9. And then I did 11 till midnight every Sunday evening on Mersey Waves. And Mersey Waves started broadcasting at the end of, towards the end of 1983, in October 1983 on VHF FM only, and we commenced on the medium wave in January 1984, as part of a new joint effort between myself and Radio Eleanor, which was running at that particular time. Unfortunately, Radio Eleanor's hit the dust, not because of the clampdown, because of various other reasons at the end of last year. So until October last year I was doing every Sunday evening. One of the things we didn't celebrate too much, we sort of forgot about it, or I forgot about it. I should have made a celebration in January as because of our first year solid year of broadcasting for Mersey Waves on the medium wave. We started off on 252 metres every Sunday evening from 6 o'clock onwards, right the way through till midnight. In the latter part, the middle of 1984, we changed to 254 metres as a new combined effort with Radio Eleanor to bring entertainment to people throughout Merseyside. And then unfortunately, due to reasons I explained at the time, Radio Eleanor folded at the end of September last year. So we should have had a big celebration, but it just slipped my mind. Anyway, let's hope I'm here with you every Sunday afternoon for the rest of this year, at least. We're going to go up to 1969 now. 1969 is the year that I always sort of remember quite a bit, because it was the first year that I hit Merseyside with a station called, I won't say what it is, actually, because I got nabbed over that one. So I won't give its name over the air in case the DTI try to identify who I really am, you know. But I got nabbed over that one, unfortunately. But I did come back on and kept on coming back on. So that was in 69, quite a long time ago, February 1969. Before then, in 1968, I'd been having a sort of a limited, very sort of limited coverage. But due to the improvements I made on the aerial system in early 1969, I hit Merseyside for the first time. So this one's from 1969, and it'll remind me, this one reminds me of them particular days, by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. No, it's actually, I'll just take a look here, if you just bear with me for a moment. Oh well, I think I better take the LP off the turntable, actually, as there's going to be about a minute gap while I get my head over away from the microphone to have a look. It's by Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations. So let's see if I can get it on for you now, if you just bear with me. Coming up now from 1969, this is the one. What it should be, anyway. Well, apologies, it doesn't seem to be coming through, it doesn't. I'll just make a slight adjustment here. Well, apologies regarding this lack of continuity. 1969, February 1969, this one. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. As I said, it brings back memories of 1969, a sort of a year when I first hit Merseyside with a certain radio station. Quite a long time ago, that actually, isn't it? It must be 15 years ago. It really is quite a long time. Dusty Springfield now. It's 8 minutes, coming up to 8 minutes to 4 o'clock. Paul Jay follows at 4 o'clock. He's been around with me in the free radio scene since them very early days, 1969. So, Dusty Springfield now, from the mid-1960s, in the middle of nowhere. One of the legendary stars of the 1960s there, Dusty Springfield. They're going back again now to that golden year that I was talking about, 1969. The first one I played you was Marvin Gaye, no apologies there, Dinah Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations. It's a record I've not played much actually that throughout the 70s, so that's the reason I suppose that it reminds me of 69. I've had it since 69. Right, it's Julie Walker and the All-Stars Road Runner from 1969. Both of these records on Tamla Motown label. And the All-Stars Road Runner. To take us up to 4 o'clock now, I'm going to have to say cheerio to you now, as Paul Jay's doing this in the studio in just a moment. Must apologise for not playing the theme. We normally play it on the hour. I'll see if I can fit a... cheerio from me, Bert Williams, and I'm going to leave you with this one by The Shadows from 1965, an instrumental sound which I think is very... good, and the title of it is Stingray. What was I going to say now? I'll be back with you next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, so hopefully that may be something for you to look forward to. So I'll say cheerio now, and I'll leave you with this one by The Shadow, Stingray from 65. Thank you.
Paul J.
Okay, that's right. Welcome into the first hour of the programme. I'm taking you through till 5 o'clock in this first segment. Terrific record by Murray Head now. This is called One Night in Bangkok. Welcome to RMW.
Of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean Spa had the chess bars in it. All changed, don't you know that when you play at this level there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world of Britain, the bars are temples but the pulse ain't free.
What do you mean? You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purists. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
Tune because we've got lots and lots of good sounds, especially for you. And if you stay tuned, you make me very happy and all that sort of jazz. I'm going to say hi to Jane a little bit later on in the programme. And the programme's a little bit different in content this week because I'm going to play quite a few, well, a couple of LPs, I think. They're a nice change. And the first one is Frankie's latest one, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. Before that, we'll have this one from Ray Parker Jr. It's called Ghostbusters, very successful film, 244-12, 33 kilohertz.
Strange in your neighborhood.
There he is, that's Ray Parker Jr. Ghostbusters. Good afternoon, welcome to RNW Radio Mersey Waves. It's me, Paul J, as I said before, looking after you right through till 6 o'clock today. Hope you can stay tuned. I'm going to go into the first album I'm going to feature on my programmes today. It's the Riddle album by Nick Kershaw. Really excellent album. We've had the pleasure of listening to it, you'll know what I mean. And we'll start off after the jingle with the title track of Side 1. That's in fact called The Riddle.
Here is your number one DJ, Paul J.